Good morning, everybody. Hello. So we're going to start the second presentation here in the series about social semantic desktop. This one is entitled Collaborative Data Sharing. We're going to be looking at some of the, as I expect anyways, some of the practical aspects of moving this semantic data around. Our presenter is our very own Josef Spilner. Take it away, guy.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, just put that. There you go.
Okay. Having some issues here with my notebook, as usual. But at least it's the first academy for 3 years where it's actually working. If you remember the last academies, I've always promised to work on this topic, and it broke down every time. So in addition, I will give another small talk afterwards, because those of you who have been at the KD Games panel yesterday will have noticed that we were cut off due to time limits, so I will just squeeze it in afterwards, this particular topic. So what is the talk about? I will try to present to you how we have progressed in terms of data sharing facilities in KDE. We are still not there yet, but we are making progress. And I will try to emphasize also the parts of the talk which relate to the server side, because most of you probably know what we are doing on the client, but not so much what is necessary on the server to make data sharing a reality in KDE. The goal of get.new stuff, as it has been in KDE since the 3.something series, is to create a collaborative data sharing platform, which is not just downloading new data, but also uploading it. So you get a sharing cycle. And the whole potential was not fully used in the KDE 3 applications. Only few applications had upload dialogues implemented, and we tried to make it easier for applications to allow users to upload data, which of course requires some infrastructure on the server. In addition, we moved the whole concept discussions over to freedesktop.org, because there were some people, especially from GNOME, who tried to add similar facilities to their applications. There was downloading applications for wallpapers, which is similar to what we have on KDE Look. Called the ArtGnome.org site. The whole project died, and afterwards there was another project which also had some hot new stuff in the name, but something with GNOME. And I'm not sure if it's still active, but we try to at least focus the discussion on having one mailing list where to explore all the concepts, and so we will finally end up with one data format for uploads, downloads, and we will not get into fragmentation issues. So let me start you with the Hot Stuff project. It's a suite of scripts which runs on the server to process all the data. So this is the back end on the server side, which we use for testing new features, for testing how we can improve the possibilities of upload and download, all the interactive features especially. All of those things have been implemented. We also handle versioning, which is a new feature of KNew Stuff 2. And the latest release is quite old already. We are gravitating toward the new release soon. The lines of code is around 3,500 already, but this does not yet include the web frontend. We have a very simple web frontend, nothing compared to, for example, KDE Look, but it's suitable for testing all the features which we have implemented there. And there are several improvements in the recent SVN version. All of the features which have been requested recently have been implemented there, like translated entry names or several features such as recursive scanning. If you know Calcium, Carsten, the author, came to me and said he had several hundred molecules and he had them ordered in several directories and wanted them just to put them in onto the server, make them available for download. So we had to fix a few things and extend a few things, but the infrastructure is capable to do this right now. Slightly off topic, but I have to mention this here, is that when we do all the server development in KDE, we have several issues which came up, and one of them was that we need an improved way of doing authentication across the network. We have several services, and doing all the account management on every service is quite cumbersome, especially when you have users who send you an email. Can you please reset my password, or what was my email address for this service again? And we want to centralize it a bit, and so we have written an OpenID-based service, which is called Evidence, as soon as we are already. And there are some advantages to it, but it also still needs a lot of discussion, especially when it comes to privacy issues. Nevertheless, this service is supported already by Hotstuff, so you can log in using OpenID, which makes it possible to use any OpenID provider. And as a special feature, we have Open Desktop ID, which makes it possible to integrate OpenID with the desktop. Because you see lots of discussions on popular websites about new things going on in Web 2.0, in web services, in Ajax. And we somehow do not want to be left out of this trend. We do want to be part of it. So we have to integrate this kind of web technologies into the desktop. And Open Desktop ID, for example, makes it possible to use OpenID authentication for KDE desktop applications. So what it does is to access the local cookie jar and invoke a conqueror if needed for authentication on the OpenID provider website. It doesn't quite work yet because it's implemented for KD4, and the cookie jar access for KD4 does not really work, and so you have to access the cookie jar of your KD3 instance, which uses decomments. Still in development. But in theory, the concept works out quite well. Now to the library itself. KNU Stuff 2, it's probably what most of you know from all of this project. What we tried to focus in on was creating an easy-to-use API. Most of the cases can be handled with just a one-liner in your application code. And the configuration is much more flexible than it used to be. We have several corner case applications which really only use one or two specific features which are not of interest to other applications, but we try to implement them all in the library and make them available through configuration switches. What is in KDE 4.0, which is not KDE4 as we know, is most of the work. It's in KDE lib/KNewStuff, and we have several more things coming on in which are still in playground or in branches work, KNewStuff 2, something. The upload fully works already. We have a simple upload dialog, and the download, well, kind of works, but the GUI is not yet really what users want to see. So the GUI is what used to be in KPDF about 2 years ago. We did some modifications, but in order to integrate all the features we needed, as you might remember, it had a KHTML-based form, which did not allow us to put custom widgets in there. So we used one KHTML form for every entry, which made the thing kind of slow. So if anyone wants to really help out on the GUI side of things, it would be really appreciated. The lines of code for what is in KDE Lib is about 7,000 lines of code, and 6,000 are the library, 1,000 the test applications, which is a great feature over the old KNU stuff, because when something went wrong, you never really knew what was going on, and right now you have this incremental test approach. You can test the local caching, which is also a new feature. You can test the provider files, the download entries, and so on. In terms of components, what does KNU stuff offer to applications? Of course, the dialogues for upload and for download, but also some buttons, the action button, which was once introduced by Aaron, and the KDXS interaction button, which is a new thing. And DXS is the desktop exchange service. This is the service which allows people to do all the things which are possible on KDLook, for example, adding comments, adding ratings, but also to handle versioning if it is needed for some applications, certainly not for most of them, but several applications might want to select certain versions of data going back if, for example, interactive data such as plasmoid scripts, if there's a bug, you can always go back one version. We have several layers of how you can integrate this library into your applications. We have a core engine, which is what more or less reflects what the old KNU stuff was capable to do. It downloads data via HTTP and uploads via HTTP WebDev or FTP. But we also have this desktop exchange service, which is using a lightweight SOAP component to do web service access. I'm not a fond believer in SOAP, so if anyone of you wants to implement a REST-based access, you can, of course, do this. I have no religious attachment to any kind of web service mechanism. And we have this high-level engine class, which is used by applications. And most applications should really only use the high-level class. So if you access the other ones, they have an add internal comment in their API docs. And you should really know what you are doing. To demonstrate this, this is the architecture. You can see my Inkscape skills in this image. It just shows how the three layers are being present in the architecture, and all the data container classes, which describe the entries, the providers, all of the data objects you handle, those are also included in the core engine. But most of the case, in most of the cases, you just access the engine, and from the engine, you get, for example, when you download a list of entries that you have downloaded, and you can iterate over them and see. Have they been just installed, or have they been updated? Who is the author? All this kind of mechanism which you could not really do in the old implementation. So in KNewStuff 1, if you downloaded some data, the dialog would close. The application would just see that the dialog had closed, and then it would have had to iterate over the directory contents and see if maybe something new was downloaded, which was not too comfortable from an application author point of view. I have used the old library in several of my applications, and somehow it never occurred to me that I could probably improve this, but finally I did so. Right now you get fine-grained information about everything the user has done in the dialogue. You get directly in the application. The API is quite simple, as I said. If you want to upload things, one simple line of code is enough. You just pass it the file name, I guess, and optionally the preview name if you have a preview file to upload. But of course, you can also generate the preview file on your own if it's a custom file format, or you can use the KMeta something, what's it called? The KFile facility to get a preview image for a certain file. And for our download, it's more or less the same thing. You get a list of entries, and you can ignore them, but you can also use them in your application. If you want a more flexible way of handling the upload and download process, you can just look at the source, what is the upload or download function doing, and you will see that it is constructing an engine object, KNS engine. It is initializing the engine with the default component name, but you can also give it another component name, which is important if you want to share uploads and downloads with several applications in KDE, especially when you have key control components where you do not really want a central key control configuration, but you want one for every module. You can edit several policies, caching policies, verification policies. We have digital signatures implemented. You can on a per application basis override this and on the code, and to some extent also in the configuration file. And you can also, as a developer, decide on to what level do you want to control all the workflows. If you set the automation policy to true, which is the default case, the one-liner is enough. If you set it to false, it will send several hundred signals to you, and you will have to somehow do something with them. It really depends on the type of application. In most cases, you do not want to care about this, but from time to time, you might want to intercept the workflow. For example, you might want to tell the KNewStuff engine to download everything, but not show a dialog because you have a custom dialog. And in this case, you would just switch off the automation policy. There are many more policies, and they are mostly documented. Not all of them, but mostly. As I already told, all the configuration happens through KNS RC files, which used to be in the RC files of the applications, but we have introduced KNS RC, so you can keep KNewStuff configuration separate from everything else, and you could have an application which just goes over them. Yeah, just a quick question.
Is that going through KConfig still, so is it still subject to
I don't know. I've never tested it with. We can probably look into this afterwards. And as I already said, these files can be shared, which is, we have one use case in KDEDU, which is KVHTML files, for example, but there are more use cases where data wants to be shared between applications. Okay, I have to speed up a bit because we also have the 3 or 4 slides about games. What we plan to do in KNS2 is to integrate packaging semantics. So right now you get a blob of data and you have to find out what is inside, probably an image, probably some data files, probably some scripts. And we have Rufi here who has looked into creating packaging semantics. So we will have yet another layer on top of KNews stuff, and applications will not work on those binary blobs, but on packages which have a structured content. He has also integrated a new upload dialog, which you can see on the screenshot. And this is really important for Plasma integration, where you have a predefined package layout already. We want to look into Web 2.0 features such as tag clouds, which might drain server resources even more, but they are more powerful than categories and make it easier to find the data. And we got a nice hint from a GNOME developer who had a similar project I already told about, and he was running it as a DBoss demo, and I took about, it took about 20 minutes for me to make a DBoss demo out of KNews stuff, so right now we have the same functionality. It's no problem if you want to have it running as a demo, which is probably a good idea with regards to caching mechanisms. So when the application starts up or the dialogue starts up, doesn't have to be read in again and again. But it's not yet installed by default. And again, we have a web service bridge, which is also interesting for other projects such as Swiggy. So if you have a DBoss interface, you want to export it as a web service. And so we have moved it to the WebTech folder, which is in playground.lib/WebTech. We have a community. We have a test server which runs around the clock, and we have a plan to really offer this for data hosting for those people who really need all the features in KNews stuff too, which is not where a single download or simple download server is not sufficient if you want all the interactivity, all the features. And this server's running, you can request an SVN account, you can push in your data, and you can start working. It's basically zero maintenance for you. But we need the community also. We need people who tell us what's missing. A good example is the KDE people who always have new interesting ideas, and they really make good use of Get New Stuff and throughout all the applications. So what still needs to be done is on this page. I do not really want to go through this anymore. We are running out of time. Aaron is giving serious looks at me. So it's important that we need several people who help out in the KNews stuff development still, but also in the web technologies, which is kind of a separate project already. Just another side project, I have written a script which tracks the project evolution throughout SVN, if you have branches, if you have merges, and it tries to create an image out of it. KNews stuff development has been quite fragmented in the past. This script is not yet ready, but if you need it for your own project, you can contact me. And before we run completely out of time, let me just switch to the last presentation. Are there any yes. quick questions in between already?
You have a lot of data.
Yeah.
And I would like to have a test set. And you would like to have a good search in your server. Can we make a deal?
Yeah, we will have a discussion about this later this week, and I hope you will be present there. Yeah. Okay.
I have a question.
Yeah.
A couple of questions. Number one, OpenID, I think, is very fascinating and very interesting.
Yeah.
You say that
OpenOffice sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Agreed. You said we've got some support for that.
Yeah, it's running.
Right, which is sweet. You said it pops up Conqueror if necessary.
Because it might require you to authenticate on a website.
So is it, do you think it would be possible, is it possible at some point to actually throw that in an actual real dialogue on a public web page?
If, well, the problem is that there's no real format specified for the whole.
It could just be KHTML, right?
Yeah, might be, but every provider has a different way of naming the forms and naming all the login dialogues where you enter username and password. I'm not sure if there's a specification already covering this, because it would be really sweet to just be completely within the desktop, yeah.
Do you think it's at the point where we could actually offer people to set up an OpenID the first time they run KDE and then use that to tie in our services? With the privacy, you know, declared.
Yeah, but this is really subject to discussion, and we have a lot to discuss on, about all this services.
And my last question is, yeah. Is this documented on TechBase?
Not yet. It's documented in Playground Libs. Yeah.
All of this work and this new server you set up, is this not completely dependent? Are you in talks with people, like, for instance, the one who run the KDE, local KDE?
Yeah, I'm in talk with Frank.
Okay.
You can meet each other afterwards if you want. Yeah, definitely. I consider my implementation to be kind of the test bed for the new generation, and we will have to see, because Frank has several constraints on his server. It's quite loaded already, and every byte you add is replicated a million times, and it adds to megabytes and gigabytes.
For example, for KDE, the data constantly can be improved. So how would that be covered? Is it possible to have it's only a versioning system?
Yeah, I think I gave you an SVN account already. Did you make use of it?
Yes, but it's not about me personally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
for users who use the upload dialog. Yeah, we don't have versioning semantics in there yet. It's just a normal upload dialog. But it's probably part of what Rufi is doing for, I think it will be KDE 4.1, the new upload dialog, and we can probably integrate it there.
It'll be in 4.0 in Plasma.
4.0, oh.
In Plasma, yeah. And then
in Plasma.
And then we'll be moving it from the Plasma, the packaging is
already into Libs.
Plasma.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then once we've proven it that it's not, you know, going to eat your children.
Yeah, this is a good, it's a good decision. So we are running out of time.
Yeah, we got like 3 more minutes. So.
Yeah, it's so just the game stuff, which was cut off by yesterday by when we had the games panel. So switch context. I know context switches are expensive on current architectures, but some more slides about the games. If you remember the games panel yesterday, it was all about the graphics and sharing dialogues, sharing libraries. And just a few words about networking. So this is what we are trying to cover. We have a project called GCZ Gaming Zone, which is trying to build up a community for free games and to develop the technologies necessary to make it a reality to have, how Mark told yesterday, pervasive online gaming. Yeah. Use pervasive. You can also say ubiquitous, so people just fire up the games and will play. From a developer perspective, we are consider ourselves and are more and more considered by games groups as a free desktop org of online games. Probably not really all of the games, but especially in online games, people come to us and ask us, are there any other people working on this protocol already, on this file format, on this type of game? And we have a list of games on our website. Game types and their implementations for KDE, for GNOME, for SDL, for Java, and so on. We also do the hosting of the games and the development of all the additional services, such as meta servers, such as community forums, everything which is really required for having online gaming all across the board. Especially the Java client has proven to be really useful in grabbing people from existing proprietary online gaming services, getting them onto our platform, and once they have a Linux up and running, they can use our free clients for this. What we are doing in terms of KDE is that we have always had some kind of KDE support, but only recently. To be more exact, at last Academy, we had the plan to move everything into KDE SVN. And right now, we have done this for several of our libraries. We have a KGZ mod, KGZ net, and KGZ games. And we have ported the first game, namely K-Reversi, to it. It's up and running. But it is not yet using the full potential, especially since we have a shortage of dialogues. So we need more dialogues. We have all the backend libraries, but we need more dialogues to expose all the functionality. On GGZ, you can, for example, watch images of the people you are playing with have global high scores and all of that kind of stuff. And several of those things already exist in KDE games, and we need to kind of raise it to the new level. You can see our website there. You can find more information there. And I hope you will try to help us getting more games network enabled. And thank you very much.